On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It's Tori, I'm back, that's right, it's March. Okay, you heard from me in February, and you heard from me in January. That's kind of how it is right now. I figure, like I said, I'm going to pop in once a month, maybe twice, if things are really happening and I have the time, because I'm not having as much time right now. But this is kind of like a special edition, because it's going to feature a trip I took. And if you're on my Facebook, which you're probably not, unless you're one of my friends, that's how that's working, then you would have seen many live feeds, live streams, whatever you want to call them, of me on this wonderful trip, exotic even. Well, I think it kind of was. It was fun. It was different. So stay tuned. I'm going to be talking about that. I hope you missed me. I will be coming back to Ron's show on Fridays and the ECAT show once a week, just waiting for this terrible weather to change because things are canceled abruptly and whatever. Let's just get on a schedule, shall we? Okay.
Take a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days ago, I'm a-going home. My baby just took me a little. My baby just took me a little.
That funky song has like an airplane sound. Yeah, that's because, you know, the airplane ride I took. Let's start with that, shall we? Let's just dig right into this. So I was on an airplane, and you know, I love to fly. Tori loves to fly. I think I've told you this before, last year when I did the podcast from down in Florida every week and so forth, and about that trip. Well, anyway, start at Logan Airport in Boston, Logan International Airport, right? And as everyone is there, an alarm starts going off in the terminal. And you know what? This has never happened to me. And the people around me, I asked them as well. It never happened to them either. And some of these people are seasoned travelers, unlike me. So this was unusual. So we're hearing this alarm going off, and then there's an announcement, something about the alarm going off, but they don't tell you what it is. And I can't really describe the sound of it. It's been a while. I can't remember exactly. However, so we're all scurrying to get onto the plane for safety. Now, that's a weird situation, right? It's good times, good times. You know, we're safer on the plane than in the airport. We made it on the plane. We feel better. The alarm was still going off while we were getting on the plane. So whatevs. I guess it was fine. But it was weird. So, you know, you go, and then you land. We landed in Newark. It was, you know, you get connections. Because to get a direct flight, it's usually more money. They're the best. I like them. I prefer them. But if I have to change planes, I do. It's fine. I had my own bag. Did I check a bag? I don't think I checked a bag. I think I had my own carry-on bag. Yeah, I had carry-on. So I just did that. You carry that to the next gate plane, which was Newark, as I mentioned. And let me just tell you this. Newark Airport, the bathrooms at Newark Airport are immaculate. Okay, even if the people there aren't nice and they don't smile at all, they run a clean ship there. Logan, not so much. But, and as we're there, the people there, we hear a baby shriek. And we all thought it was a different alarm in New Jersey. Babies, they make funny sounds. Little kids, toddlers and whatnot, they do. They make the sounds and, you know, we were probably on edge already. And you hear it. And I had to check with someone close to me, near me. And say, did that sound like an alarm to you? And they're like, yeah, okay. So it did. It wasn't just me. So I just wanted to mention that. It was kind of funny and amusing. However, I started thinking, and I, you know what? I've probably talked about this before on a podcast about airports. And I'll probably do it again until it happens.
And then I'll be like, I told you this was going to happen. For years I've been saying this. And I can back it up because this is being recorded right now. Guess what? Yeah, it's on the internet. And it's going to stay here for old time's sake, forever. Because that's how the internet works, right? You can't get rid of it. It's cached. It's on the, you know, the Wayback Machine. I don't know. Whatever. Airport service personnel. You know what? You could be there for years. Years of employment to gain trust, okay? And I think there are sleeper cells at work there right now plotting. And I've said this before. I've said it since like 2014. Okay, so for 4 years I've been talking about this. Because I go like on an airplane once a year and it dawns on me. Once you get through that gate, yeah, you're home free. Because everybody inside there, those restaurants and those coffee shops and gift shops and whatever, they've all been screened, right? Yeah, to get in there. But what about the people working there? They have trucks that get delivered there with their supplies and their food and their magazines and newspapers. Oh, no, no. Wait a minute. What about these people? I'm sure they get vetted and whatnot. But that doesn't excuse that years could go by. Yes, we trust them. That's how trust is gained over time. Okay. So they're sitting there right now waiting and they're going to plot and something's going to happen. And there's not much we can do about it. I'm still going to fly. I love to fly. I feel safe-ish, even though like 3 times in the last day we've had plane crashes and a helicopter crash. Okay, there was a plane like in India and then I was like in Iran. And then in the East River, a helicopter, a sightseeing helicopter, which I've always wanted to do one of those. And I still do, even though they're crashing all the time. I would love to go on a helicopter tour. I wouldn't mind, even though, you know, I'm afraid of heights, but I would do it even if I crashed into the East River. It's probably survivable. Look at the pilot got out. He scrambled to safety. I think those were the exact words I heard. Okay. I could scramble. I'm a scrambler. Okay. I'm a hustler. I'm small. I'm wiry, maybe. I could, you know what? If we hit the water, I can swim. And you know what? If not, wow, what an exit. I don't want to choke on a chicken bone. That's not a legacy I want to leave, okay? Crashing into the East River, maybe the Hudson. I don't know really about the rivers, the difference. And, you know what I'm saying. It's great. Wow. That's pretty neat. That's a story to tell, right? Am I right? Now, when you're on the plane, I noticed, let's get back to being on the plane for a second, because I sat, you know, you can pick your seat, but if you don't get your ticket early enough, you have to like pick whatever's left over, unless there's one airline, I forget which one it is, that you just, everyone grabs whatever seat they can. It's, you know, first come, first serve, and it stinks because you're always in the middle of the aisle. You don't get a window or an aisle seat. However, I sat behind the wing, and I mean, right behind the wing. I mean, I'm looking at the wing. And what's bad for that for me is, again, you know me, if you listen to my podcasts or Ron's show, you know about my sense of smell. It is ultra, uber, epic, extraordinary, and there's nothing I can do about it. It's craziness, okay? I should work for the FBI. I've said that, but they already have dogs for that job, and they pay the dogs a lot less than they'd have to pay me. So the point is, I could smell the diesel, okay, coming off of the wing or whatever it was there. So to me, I was, you know, I kept smelling it. So what you want to do is you want to sit in front of it. Okay. Sit in front of the wing. I'm going to do that from now on if I can. I hope I can. I don't need first class. I'm not going to be able to afford that. I'm not fancy. I mean, once I got bumped to first class and boy, I felt like J-Lo. It was great. I was talking to the first class flight attendants. Right, right. I was talking to them, you know, making them laugh and, you know, having a time. Oh, I fit right in. They loved me. Well, everybody loves me anyway, but that's another story. Okay, so get on to the entertainment. I mean, am I going to have time? This might be a long show. I don't know, because I'm still on the plane, and I haven't even got to where I'm going yet. Really? Really, Tori? Really? Are you doing this? Yeah, I'm doing this, because I haven't talked to you in a month. Listen, okay. The entertainment, the first plane I get on had no television in the back of the seat. OMG. What is that about? I think JetBlue, I didn't fly JetBlue, but I think they really have standard televisions in all their seats. And I love that. I love that. But I sat there and I stared at the back of a seat and I'm like, wow, what is this about? I have nothing but my thoughts. But luckily it was a short ride from Logan to Newark. It's only like an hour and a half. It was very short. It wasn't long. I think it was something like that. But or an hour. I don't know. It was good. It was fine. But the point is, now I get on the next flight and it's the same airline. Okay. This is what they do. They keep you stay in the same airline. You don't change airlines when you change planes. Stop it. Don't be silly. Very ridiculous. But this plane, apparently from United, that's who I flew. Okay, just so you know, United Airlines. I don't know, good or bad. I'm neutral about them anyway. I don't know about Delta. I don't know. But anyway, boy, do I digress. I should just start this whole thing right over, but I'm not going to. Now, there was a TV in the seat. Oh, wow, a TV. Okay, wait, time out. I'm making that time out sign with my hands. You know, you put the hand on top of the other hand, make a T. I'm doing that. Time out because you can watch it if you want, but you ain't going to pay for the sound. As a matter of fact, it just keeps repeating. There's nothing there unless you put your nickel in. It's like a jukebox. You go to pay. You go to swipe your little card, your little plastic card, and then you get some TV. Okay, TV time. So I'm not doing that. Even if it was 3 hours, and it was, or something, 2.5. You know what? I'll read a book. I have my phone. I will make do than to watch television that I have to pay for. Is that how cheap people are now? Really? The airlines? I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. And not only that, but they now give you a complimentary headset because they charge you for the TV audio. But remember when they used to do the reverse? They'd charge you for like $2 for the headset. Okay, and the audio was free. But if you were sneaky and you had your own headphones, you were golden, okay? Now, not so much. Rhythm is gonna get you. 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 I really like that song. That's my Miami song, okay? Because that's where I went, folks. Heads up, I landed in Miami. And if you remember, if you listened 3 years ago, I was doing, not my podcast, because I've only been doing my podcast for over a year, but I was doing the podcast with Ron, and I talked about my trip in February of 2015. So 3 years later, February 2018, I got back to South Beach. That's right. Okay, and this time I'm on my own. Ooh, you know what? Going on a vacation with somebody else is one thing, and going by yourself for 6 days alone in Miami is something totally different. That's brave. I was told by my friends I'm brave, and maybe I was. It could be foolish, too, but look at me. I'm here. Am I not back? I'm back. So, you know what? Brave, not foolish. Okay, so what am I going to tell you about Miami? Okay, many things. Okay, first of all, I stayed in hotels 4 nights and hostels 2 nights. Hostels, if you don't know what that is, it's a movie, a scary movie, but that's in Eastern Europe and they like torture you and it's gross and don't watch it. It's gory. I mean, I've seen it, like both of them. Maybe there's even three and they get worse. Just watch the first one if you really want to. But anyway, hostels are a place usually for European people because now they didn't used to be popular in the United States, but we have them here and they're much cheaper than hotels. I am so serious. They're way under $100. They're like half that. You can get for like $25. You can get a hostel room. And what do you need? But, you know, a bed to sleep in. The thing is, it's not a private room. And that's okay because I'm fine bunking with women and they have co-ed beds, you know, like a mixed room. I'm not doing that. I would never do that. That sounds like, you know what, maybe young girls do that and that's fine. And, you know, you little flirt. Oh, you came over to my bed in the middle of the night. I'd be like, get away from me. I will have you arrested. So that wasn't even like a notion I was going to have. It was like a mixed room dorm thing. No, just women. Please. So both, I had two different hostels and a different one was the free hand. If you look that up, the Broken Shakers there. Oh, my goodness. What a time. That was a party. And I was there on a weekend night. It's like a Friday night, maybe. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Happening. Met a really great German kid. Talked for 2 hours. It was great. Very educated. I love stuff like that. I love meeting people from other countries. Boy, I met like Switzerland, Denmark, Italy, Australia, Germany, Poland, France, China, South America. And that's just a sampling. Oh, and one old lady from Russia. Actually, Leningrad, which is now St. Petersburg. There's a little history lesson for y'all. But she's lived in the United States for 30 years. But her accent is thick as can be. You know, you never lose that. If you're born in another country, you come here, forget about it. You're sticking with that accent. I don't care how long you're here. You're not losing it. Okay. But anyway, the point is, this lady Gita from Russia, I interviewed her on film. And I actually put it on YouTube. And you can find it there if you look up Gita, G-I-T-T-A, from Russia. That might even just be there. It's within, you know, Google it within the last, I mean, YouTube search within the last couple of weeks. Brand new, not anything old. And you'll see it there. You won't see me, but you'll hear me. And it's only about 15 minutes long. And she loves Putin. Guess who else she loves? Shocking. Donald Trump. Oh, wow. So I had to ask her about that. Yeah, yeah. So the Russians loving Trump and Putin. Wow. You know, whatever, man. You just connect the dots yourself and do that math. Because, I mean, whatever. Or listen to the interview. I'm not going to play it here because that'd be half the show. Find it if you like. Anyhow. Love hostels. Did some hotels. Did a boutique hotel for a couple of nights right on Ocean Drive. Right in South Beach. Got a great deal. Midweek, you can get the deals. Weekends, you cannot. So I did not book it for a weekend. Midweek, great. You're right across from the beach. You walk. Everything's right there. It's perfect. I made friends. I made friends in the hotel. The bartender got a free drink, one or two. The clerk. You know what? You see how I am. The way I am on this show, the way I am on Facebook, the way I am at work, this is the way I am. Okay? I just am. There's no, it's not made up for anything. I'm totally just doing me. This is me doing me. So when you see me out in South Beach meeting people, strangers, I just talk to them. Like this. I'm not afraid of them. They don't intimidate me. Matter of fact, they like me. They smile. They laugh. If they don't, I stop talking. But that's a very rare thing. However, okay, so I also stayed in a Holiday Inn for a couple of nights. A really, you know, like the fancy, real tall ones. But that was in Hialeah. And that's a whole other story about Amtrak and whatnot. And we're not going to do that right now. That's for my Facebook people. And they got to hear and see a lot of that stuff. But you know what? Let's just do the show and forget about that right now. So I also want to let you know that Lyft, I used Lyft to get everywhere. Lyft is Uber, but it's called Lyft. Just so you know, I prefer Lyft. I have a Lyft app on my phone. I used it. I got my free ride for free. My first ride for free. Yeah. And my free ride for free too, because that's what that would mean. However, I had like a gift card and the money on that, which was substantial, I put towards a Lyft. Every time I used a Lyft, I plugged that Amex number into the Lyft app and it would just keep sucking it out dry till it's still money in there. But every place I wanted to go, hop on a Lyft. I did take a free trolley a couple of times and it's free. It goes all around up and down Collins Ave. I took that for free. Again, you meet people, you sit there. It's an adventure. It really was. I took a bus once, paid for the bus. So I tried that also, but you can't beat a Lyft. And the thing is about South Beach or Miami, probably in general, but definitely in South Beach, you wait 2 or 3 minutes. It's like that. You plug that in. You send out the signal. They want that money so badly. They scoop it up. They scoop it right up. You're getting a ride. Okay? Give them a dollar tip on the thing. It's all money never changes hands. You get out, say thank you. It's easy peasy. I couldn't believe it. Who would call a cab? I saw cabs there. Okay? When I went to the luggage lounge to drop my luggage there for the day, which you can, you know, for a charge, you can leave your luggage and walk around if you don't have a room, which was like a lot of the times I didn't have a room. I got one at the last minute. So the guy at the luggage lounge is like, I can get you a taxi for $35. I'm thinking, are you out of your mind? I haven't paid that much for a Lyft and I've gone far. But I didn't say it. I just said, no, thank you. Okay, so taxis are definitely going out of business. There's no way they can be sustained. That's absurd. Okay, and the Lyft drivers are super nice. Their cars are immaculate, smell good. They drive good because they're trying to get some kind of point system going, I think. And I gave them all good points. So yeah, definitely do a Lyft. I don't know about Uber. I can't vouch for them, but I will vouch for Lyft, and they're great. Now, while I was in Miami, of course you have time to kill. I don't know anybody in Miami. I'm there not knowing anyone, okay? Isn't that different? Isn't that weird? That's challenging. That's courage again. So I have to find things to do. I did take a tour. Well, one thing I did was the Miami Vice. You know I love Miami Vice. Oh my gosh. I wasn't going to play the music because I played the music on many of my podcasts to lead up to a Miami Vice story. So let's save you the Jan Hammer deal today. But I had my notes and I researched for weeks. Okay. I had notes and everything, where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do, what I wanted to see. And I didn't lift and, you know, take the lift every place. I mostly stayed local to South Beach. But I did get a couple of great reenactments at the Carlisle Hotel with Don Johnson, which is actually season one, episode one, Brother's Keeper. Oh, I did two great reenactments. I'm so proud of myself right now. So I did my Miami Vice hotspots. But mainly, as you know or don't know, because I haven't talked to you in a month, I watched American Crime Story, which is the assassination of Gianni Versace. I think I talked about this. I know in season one last year, I did not watch it. I didn't even hear about it, which they did the O.J. Simpson with Cuba Gooding Jr. Didn't watch it. It sounded really good. I might still get to it someday. But right now, I'm almost at the end of the Andrew Cunanan story. Therefore, they took a week off from the series that Wednesday in February, and boom, that Wednesday in February, I'm on South Beach. I'm standing at the Versace Mansion. It's like surreal, okay? When I was there, I took pictures. I went up to the spots. I went to Cash on the Beach, which is the pawn shop, which is permanently closed, by the way, but I took a picture there. I went to the 5200 block of Collins Ave. I didn't go to Lincoln Road Mall. I went to Lincoln Road Mall years ago. I didn't have to do that again. Plus, I'm not spending that money. I went to the Goodwill, but I'm getting to that. Okay, the 5200 block on Collins Ave, which is where the houseboat was that sank 5 months after it happened, the crime. So that wasn't there. And they've never replaced it. It's just empty harbor, whatever. Took a picture there right by that stone fountain. If you look on YouTube and you find the, you know, the shootout, whatever, not a shootout, because he was already gone, but you see the thing happening there. That's where I was. I stood there, felt some energy, tried to feel energy, you know, because I'm a weirdo like that and, you know, a hippie-ish person. And it was fun. Okay, so that's why I took the free trolley to there, to that spot. You get off the trolley, bing, I'm there, take pictures, wait for the free trolley to come back, bing, you're back on it. It can be long and it can be hot, but February is a really good time to go to Miami. Don't go in the summer unless you like it really warm. Now, I mentioned the Goodwill. I went to Little Habana. Little Habana is a Cuban area of Miami. I should play Cuban music, but I'm not going to because you know what? It's fine. You get it. So, and I'm there in Little Havana and I'm having some Cuban food and I didn't realize how much I love Cuban food. Oh my goodness. Is it good? And the guava dessert with the cream cheese. I'm dying here. It's so good. I just wanted more. I could have eaten and eaten and eaten, but it was limited. Okay. Not gonna eat too much. It was so good. I had like the Cuban sandwich and they had like a turnover of something with like pork inside. Oh, I'm thinking of it now. It was so delicious. It was great. And I had water to drink. And I also had that Cuban coffee. Oh, wow. That's strong stuff. That puts hair under your fingernails. I'm pretty sure that's what my dad says. But I did that. I had the Cuban coffee. And I had that before, actually, years ago. But I had some more. And this girl was doing a shot. She like couldn't speak English. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll keep up with you, lady. That's fine. No chick's going to, just because she's Hispanic, is going to show me up. And I took another shot. Oh, wow, it burns. But I did it. I did it. You know me. But two is my limit. And I went to Domino Park in Little Havana. I like Habana. Little Habana. Because the B's and V's, you know, they're interchangeable. I am Victoria. Or Tori. There are men sitting around, older men, playing dominoes in this whole little area outside. And you can take pictures. They don't mind. And I did take a video and a picture. And it was nice, and, you know, then I left. But the Goodwill was the best Goodwill. You know what a Goodwill is, right? It's a thrift store. The best thrift store I've ever seen, and I've seen my share, is in Little Havana. Go there. It's amazing. It looks like a regular store. Things are so clean and nice and good condition. I got myself a bathing suit, a nice bikini, which I wore in a video, which you didn't see, and you're not going to see. Live feed. I only went swimming once, and the whole time I was in Miami. I went swimming in one pool for like 10 minutes. That was it. I stood in the ocean and tried to swim. I'm sorry, you're not doing that. You're getting knocked over by waves. There's not swimming on Miami Beach. I don't care what you've heard. It doesn't happen. You stand in the water and get knocked over. Or you sit on the beach and look good. All right, got it. Anyway, so I also got a couple of cute tops and a pair of shorts because I only packed one pair of shorts. Dumb, dumb Tori. I don't know what I'm thinking. One pair of shorts to go to Florida? Okay. So I got myself another pair because I was there for 6 days. I needed one more pair. However, I just want to say that about Little Havana. And back to Miami Beach for a minute. I went to the Clevelander. Now, the Clevelander is one of the famous Ocean Drive hotspots. And I was at the Clevelander 3 years ago also. It's like I should go there every time. Every 3 years, I'll go to the Clevelander, I guess. But this time was different. I went to the Clevelander 3 years ago in the daytime. Now, I went to the Clevelander in the nighttime on the weekend. Oh, my gosh. I think it was a Saturday night. I did a live feed. Again, sorry, I can't see it. Because I went with a girl that was in my other hostel. And this was the HI Miami. That was a different hostel. And that one had 6 beds. The other one had 4. Again, women. And when I got, you know, Gita, she's 21. I'm not Gita. Gita was the older lady. Anna. Oh, Anna. 21. Breathtaking. From Uruguay. So we hit it off right away. You know me, I hit it off with everybody usually. And she's beautiful. So she's like, do you want to go out with me tonight? I'm like, of course I do. Let me just put some shoes on. I didn't even get changed. She looked like $1 million. I look like a quarter, but I don't care. I kind of look good anyway, which was fine. But I just put a little makeup on and, you know, off I went. And we're walking down South Beach. We're walking down Ocean Drive. We went down Collins and Ocean Drive to get down to, first we went to the Palace, then we went to, which is a gay club, so she could meet her friend that she met. Then we went to the Clevelander. And as I'm walking, hand in hand, with 21-year-old, beautiful Anna from Uruguay, every head was turning at her. She's the most beautiful person. And the most beautiful people are in the world are in South Beach. Trust me. You can watch the videos and believe it. Go there. It's still happening. I'm not saying there aren't average people there. There absolutely are. There's absolutely average, overweight, regular people on South Beach. However, that said, you will also find the most strikingly beautiful people. And you're like, where are these people coming from? Am I in Europe? What? You strive to look like that. I don't strive, but people do. I've heard that some people do that. However, so we danced and drank, and the drinks are very expensive, by the way, on South Beach at night on Ocean Drive, but they're also delicious. So you know what? You get what you pay for, and they can charge it and they get it because a lot of people have money that go there. Also, so that's nighttime. We'll just stop the story there because that's enough about that story. You don't need to know. And I don't need to talk about it. Right. Right. But the next day, City Bike. They have these little stations that rent bicycles, and you put your card in, and they have them everywhere. I'm sure it's not South Beach because I think I rented one in Boston years ago. That's the thing you do. You pay a few bucks, you ride your bike, you put it back, the end. So I rode. Tori hasn't ridden a bike in a while because it's wintertime here in the Northeast, eh? But there it's not. So I rode, get this. Total true story. I don't need to exaggerate to make things up. I rode 60 blocks. 6-0. I rode 30 blocks one way and 30 blocks the other way. I didn't know what I was doing, but it was fun and I just kept going. I'm going. I didn't know where I was going to end up. You know, Atlanta? I wasn't sure. I just did it. I did it. And that was nice. But you know, when I'm on the sidewalk trying to avoid people, the sidewalks are kind of large in some places, which is okay. But I think I clipped a couple of people trying to go by because there's a big basket on the front of the bike. And I was, it was, you know, I'm sorry I ran into you. Everyone was kind of cool about it, I suppose. But it wasn't that many people. I think it was only 2 people, to be honest. And it was an accident. But, you know, it's tough. You can't ride on the street because there's cars. You got, I don't know. It's you go to Loomis Park. I did Loomis Park. I did the entire Loomis Park. So anyway, I'm talking really fast. I did not. I only had coffee this morning. Sorry. But I think I just have so much to say because so much has happened that I'm trying to get it all in. Like I said, this show is going to go over 30 minutes. And that's okay. My shows are usually 30 minutes, but this is special edition Tori. And if I only do one show a month, which I'm going to try to do too, this is going to end up maybe being longer, especially if I leave the state. I mean, if I'm going out of town, something's going down. Hey, that's a rhyme. And I'm just going to copyright that. I'm going out of town, something's going down. Oof, I'm a quick wit. Anyway, and sometimes I might talk about my job. Not right now, but one thing at a time, please. This is the Tori trip excursion episode. Now, done with Miami. Let's move along. Oh, wait, one more thing. Miami. Yes, I'm done with Miami. But I did also go to the Everglades. It's about a 45-minute drive. Everglades. I was on a tour. And I went on an airboat. And it was fine. I thought it was going to be much worse. Because I've been on an airboat before, and it was much worse. When you have a redneck driving an airboat somewhere in the middle of Central Florida, it's a very different experience than a tour boat in the Everglades. Which was a relief because I think they were trying to show off years ago and I was younger then. I couldn't even handle it then. Now I was bracing myself. Anyway, saw an alligator, which was fine. I think you're supposed to see them. They live there. And one was just sunning himself. And then there was an alligator show And the man just holds little tiny baby alligators. And they're cute. They're adorable, but I'm sure they could bite you. He said it was like 100 pounds of pressure. I can't remember exactly. I'm not good in math. But he had a crocodile and an alligator, and he explained the difference. I'm not going to explain it to you. That's what the internet is for. However, I will leave you with three words that he told me, which I did remember. Alligators balance nature. Okay, enough said. Think about it. That's their job, apparently. Okay. Moving right along. I will talk to you about a train travel thing that I did. Let me say this real quick about traveling on a train, on an Amtrak. That's the only kind of trains there are, by the way. We don't have the bullet trains here. It's not Japan. They're not going really, really super fast. They go about 80, 82. I clocked it with my phone. Now, that said, if you are on a train more than 12 hours, I'm going to give you a really, really valuable piece of free advice. Get a sleeper. Do not, or don't do it, because if you have to sit next to somebody for more than 12 hours and they've never heard of soap and water, okay, bad. In my nose, oh my goodness. And I was on a train for 32 hours. Now that's broken up. It was 20-something plus something else, a total of 32 hours on a train. The last leg of the journey, I sat by myself. It was fine. It was good. It's a different type of train from New York to Boston. However, from Miami to New York is a different story. Go to sleep by yourself, or don't say I didn't warn you. Yes, I was in New York City. New York City! Yes! For 2 hours. Okay, what do you do in New York City for 2 hours? Okay. And I haven't been there since 1990. 1990. Okay, and then I was there for just the day. Here I am, 2018. I have a 2-hour layover before I catch my train. It's actually 3 hours. By the time you get off the train and you put your bags aside and figure things out, and then you have to go back half hour early, you have 2 hours. You have 2 solid hours in New York. Okay, what to do? Penn Station. If you walk out of Penn Station, which I did, and again, I'm doing a live feed. I did a live feed. I got video. I was there. I can prove all of this. Not that I have to. You either believe me or you don't. I mean, I don't talk just to hear myself talk. There's usually something behind it. Okay. All right. Anyway, you walk out of Penn Station. And actually, first of all, I gave a homeless woman some of my food from the train, which was unopened. I just can't carry anything else. I don't need anything else. Why should I ditch it? It's perfectly good food. I got it in Jacksonville. It's fine. This woman was so grateful. I mean, wow. I just can't still wrap my head around people. They were in Miami Beach too, that live on the street. This is their home. It's easier in Miami than it is in New York City. I know that. Miami, you're just outside. There were people everywhere. Not everywhere, but there were under overpasses and it just was. And they were like hardcore homeless. They had like beards and no shoes and leathery feet. I could do it, but I wouldn't be happy. It would be really, really difficult to be a street person in Miami. So, however, enough with the down, depressing Debbie Downer stuff. Let me get on to something really exciting for me. Maybe for you. My friends are excited for me. Can you be too? Are you my friend? Be my friend. Okay. Empire State Building is staring me in the face. It's only a few blocks away. I can see it there. It's attainable. I've never been there. I've only seen it on Sleepless in Seattle with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan or something like that. Maybe Cary Grant. Who was that? What was that movie? Something Fair to Remember. Maybe. Whatever. You get it. It's a movie set. It's the Empire State Building. I've never done it. And another reason I've never done it is I'm terrified of heights. Okay, so this is probably a really bad idea. Why am I thinking about going to the Empire State Building? I'm challenging myself. I just got back from Miami. I was there by myself all these days. I did that. Can I be in New York City alone and go to the top of the Empire State Building? Is that possible? You know me. So it's got to at least be thought about, probably tried, attempted, and we'll see if I chicken out. Go in there. explain the situation. Let me just tell you, I got an escort to the top, holding hands. I had someone with me the whole time because I'm afraid. Okay, I'm afraid. Very afraid of heights. And I got up there and wow. You start at the observation, which is like in glassed in. It's like the 80th floor. And you look in and they're like, do you want to go all the way to the top? Of course. I made it this far. Six floors? Come on. Stop it. I have to. You get there and there's like a gate so you can't like fall off, which is a relief. But still, you know, looking out, it's my heart's racing. My palms are sweating. Actually, talking about this right now, my palms are sweating a little in my feet. Did that walk around, got the tour. I had a wonderful, Renita was my tour guide. She explained everything around the Trump buildings, the Chrysler building, the apartment building, the World Trade Center monuments, everything she's pointing out to me. She's wonderful. Got a picture. She took a picture of me. You know, yoo-hoo, I'm on the top of the world. Wasn't really. Because when you get down, back down, you look on the wall in the lobby or wherever I was, and there's these pictures, all these famous people, celebrities rather, that have been at the top. You know, the Minions, Richard Branson, Taylor Swift. I mean, I'm not going to go on. There's too many. There's all kinds of pictures. However, some of these pictures are different than the other pictures. There's the gate behind them, which is where I was. Then there's this weird balcony, which it's up to their waist. They're just standing there, and there's nothing behind them except 106 floors down. You know what that means? 20 floors? I can't be, really? Yeah. There's a 103, something like 103, the 103rd floor, I think it was actually. There's a tippity top that they only let certain exclusive people up there to see. There's a video. Go look on YouTube if you don't believe me. I didn't know about it. Watching the video made me nervous. I couldn't even finish the video. My hands are sweating again, so I'm going to wipe them off. Heights bother me. So I'm not going up there. If they even said, do you want to go to the tippity top? No. Out of the question. Because it's just like a little barrier. Let's stop talking about this right now. The point is, made it to the top. I accomplished it. I know James was with me in spirit, helping me, guiding me, maybe leading me, as one of the people that works there at the Empire State Building said. Jerry. Hi, Jerry. He said he might have even been leading me there when I explained about James. Great. James is the reason I got to go to the top. Okay. One more thing I did real quick before I went back to my train at Penn Station was I got a bite to eat. And I know there's probably all these great bistros and places in New York City that are famous that you're supposed to hit up that I don't know about. Maybe they were even right there. But I had to grab something fast. The clock was ticking. I had 17 minutes. What do you do in 17 minutes in New York City? Are you kidding me? You go in, explain the situation. They worked with me. I got sliders and a beer, a Peroni. And I was out the door in 17 minutes. Okay? Isn't that brilliant? People in New York City are nice. I went to actually where I went, which I will give a plug to. They were awesome. It was Brother Jimmy's Barbecue, right across the street from Penn Station. Amazing. And I dined upstairs. I even climbed stairs in that time and climbed back down. The people in New York City, I met the guy, Officer Mark, who works at the post office across from Penn Station also. Super nice guy. He goes up to Martha's Vineyard or something. His relative's here. People in New York are getting a bad rep, okay? You just have to talk to them. We have to talk to each other. We have to bridge this gap, people. I explained where I was from Boston. They knew from my accent anyway. I was super nice to them. They were super nice back. Okay? Now, that's all you have to do. I mean, you give what you get. Is that right? Or you get what you give? It's one of those two and both. Okay. All of a sudden, that old rain is falling down. Digging the storm. Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it? Right now, if you're, you know, listening to this right when it's going up, it's snowing out. It's another nor'easter. Or is it a bomb cyclone? I don't know. We had a bomb cyclone. So somebody set us up the bomb because we get signal. Okay. But anyway, so I started thinking, when we lost power not too long ago, it got cold. Okay. Now, went to a hotel. They lost power too. It was
was bad around here, okay? But the point is, as I'm in the hotel room cold at night, it was the same temperature as the hotel rooms in Miami, okay? So what's the difference? If it's down there when it's that cold, everyone's like, oh, yeah, this is great. This hotel room's nice and cool. And then it was the same exact temperature here, and I'm like, I am freezing. So it's got to be subjective. It's all in our mind. It is totally mind over matter because if it's the same temperature, the reality is that's what it is. It's not just that it's wintertime, so now it's cold. And if you're in the summertime, it's air conditioning, then it's acceptable. It's either acceptable or it isn't. You got to get over that. And I just got over that. Okay. So anyway, last month when I was down in Miami, my ex's girlfriend messaged me. Out of the blue, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in almost 2 years. So it was a little weird. And, you know, for sake of argument, let's just call her Katie. I mean, I can't think of a name. That seems pretty basic enough, right? Anyhow, so she sends me a picture of the two of them all canoodling. And I guess that's supposed to affect me. I don't know. And I don't respond, I don't think, right away. But I might have said, that's good, good for you. That's awesome. You know, we all deserve happiness and so forth. And then, you know, answers me back that, you know, he's in love with me. Just saying. Little happy face, smiley face, tongue face, you know, an icon. And, you know, okay, then we're going to have a talk. Okay. Now, honey, don't you worry none. Okay. He just trusts to help people. And I know you got some insecurities, and we all do, but that's a good thing for him because he's going to help you. Okay, he tried to help me. I'm just a flop. I mean, not really, but, you know, I have floppy areas, and I don't just mean because I don't go to the gym, and that was another thing. But, you know, from what the picture you sent me, you look like skin and bones, so you're fine. You don't have any percentage of body fat, maybe 5 or 6. That's good, because the skeleton look is in, man. I mean, not for me personally, but, you know, I just don't have that look. But I got a different look. But anyway, the whole point is, you know, he just wants to improve you. And you have to go with that, because I needed improvement, and I know that. I know it. Okay? In so many areas. I mean, there's plenty of encouragement to go with it, so don't worry. He shall encourage you. And he encouraged me. We're not complete failures. We're wonderful people. We just need a little tweaking. That's all. And I love when I find a guy that wants to just tweak what's wrong with me. You know? Because I obviously can't do it myself. And I'm not happy the way I am. How could I ever be? I can't cook to save my life, so teach me that. Teach me how to cook. Can you cook, sweetie? I bet you can cook. You probably got a big old house and lots of money and good old job, because those are very important assets to certain exes. Yeah, you got to have those, okay? So, but I won't give you a little advice. If you're listening, and you might be, because why did you message me? How do you know me? What does it matter? Yeah, okay, anyhow. Don't act too desperate, because that only makes him stronger. Like when a musician dies, how Keith Richards has the quickening and stuff, and he's gonna outlive everybody. Well, you know what? With some exes, they prey on that desperate need for them. So you be your own person, girlfriend. That's all I'm saying. I was too strong, and it couldn't last. Okay, I needed to be weaker. I needed somebody to prop me up, apparently, and he was going to come to my rescue. Why am I talking this way? I don't know, but it just sort of fits with this right now. Okay, so, I mean, I see that he got right back into things. I haven't even yet. That's fine. I'm taking my time. 2 years so far, 3 maybe 4 will happen. But he couldn't wait a couple months. Let's get right back on that horse. You know, that's how it is sometimes when your beloved pet dies. You mourn, but you got to replace quick with a little puppy to cheer you up.
And I'm not saying that's wrong, because I think it's right, actually.
Because why grieve, right? You gotta grieve. Okay, but then replace,
okay? I'm just not a replacer. So, I mean, I will substitute other things to do instead of relationships, maybe a job or a hobby. You know, you get that. But you already have like a job and a house and probably a very nice vehicle and probably, you know, money in the family or something. I mean, all the things that attract that kind of person that needs that money and that status and all that stuff. You know, when you talk like Thurston Howell III or the guy in Ferris Bueller, you know, his best friend, Alan. I don't think his name was Alan, but I think that's his real name. He was also in that Speed movie, you know, about the bus that was going to blow up and Dennis Hopper, who got his karma, didn't he? Where is he now? Okay, that's all I'm saying, right? Right. Anyhow, so Katie, we'll call you. You have fun with all that stuff that I've mentioned to you before and that little message back about how we got to keep things just so and ourselves just so. And that's pressure, man. I mean, even if it is for our, quote, benefit, that's called pressure. And I'm good with it. I'm good with being alone and having my own job, my own things, my own whatever. Nobody to answer to. I'm not changing. I'm funny and I'm me and you just got to be you. And let the chips fall where they may. You know, that's how things will go. And I mean, I could say so much more on the subject, but I've really already talked it to death here with about 6 minutes of it. And that's one of my longer segments. And that will do it for today. Please stay safe in this serious nor'easter, the latest we've had, and I'm sure there'll be another one. It's, you know, it's just the middle of March. It's almost the Ides. Oh dear, March 15th, the Ides of March. Yeah, anyway, so I hope you enjoyed Tori's vacation special. I only go away once a year, if I do, usually. You know, that's how it is, and that's enough for anybody, right? But I do make the most of it, and I certainly did this time. Quite the adventure, and I hope you got a good feel for how much fun I had. It was great. You can always vacation alone. It's fine. You can try it. I tried it, and if I can do it, you can do it too. Believe me, it can be done. Okay, so until next time, peace out. 15 smiles, oh yes, beautiful girl, lovely dress. Where she is now, I can only guess, 'cause it's gone, daddy gone.